I was invited to go across the road here to lunch or something. I say, well, I really don't want to go. I'd say it's too far away. Well, you would tell me, it's just a short. Right. It's just a short what?
Distance.
Okay. Now, say like if the house were 20 miles away and I didn't have a car, well then, and I was invited to lunch, and I said, well, I guess I'll walk. But you'll say, oh, it's really a
long
what?
Way.
Okay. Okay. If we have something that's not hard to find, well, you might say, well, you can find that
anywhere.
Okay. That's very good. Okay. Now, if a person were not very good on his feet, his balance wasn't very good, well then, you might say that if he were to trip or something, and if he tripped in front of himself, you might say he fell
forward.
Uh-huh. And if he fell in another direction, you might say he fell
backward.
Okay. Now, we have some apples, and I ask you, say, and I say, are there any apples left? And you might say, no.
Not any.
Okay, that's really good. I asked him if he had done something wrong. He said, blank, wrong. I asked him if he had done something wrong. He said,
no.
Okay. If we use, let's say he said something wrong, or just something wrong. I asked him if he had done something wrong. He said blank wrong. Would you say he said he had not done anything
not
wrong?
Not done anything wrong.
Okay. He said he was sorry to have broken your rake. You might say, that's all right. I didn't like it.
Anyway.
Okay. Did he give you any? No, he didn't give me
any.
Okay. Okay, I might say to you, if I, you know, were a little bit in doubt about maybe a child or something, I would say, that boy is spoiled. And when he grows up, he'll have his trouble. And how would I, if I were little, if I said, well, he'll have his trouble, how would you complete that? That boy is spoiled, and when he grows up, he'll have his trouble.
Likely as not.
Would you say that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what do you call the trenches cut by a plow?
Furrow.
Mm-hmm. If you had more than one, you would have?
Furrows.
Very good. To get the land ready to plant by getting rid of trees and brush, we do what to the land?
Clear.
And if we did this yesterday, we
cut.
No, using that same word. You say
cleared.
Yesterday. Right. Okay. We might say if we had a productive summer out in the field, we might say, we raised a big
crop.
Say that a little loudly.
Crop.
Okay. Okay, do you have any terms you use for a second cutting of clover or grass?
Yes.
What do you use?
The second crop.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm. That sounds good. Okay. And what do you use? Like in wrapping weed up or something like this. What
sacking?